حاضر بیای؟
نه خیر من حاضر نیست.
چرا حاضر؟
Will you come? Asks the wife. No, I won't, he responds. She wants to leave Iran. He wants to stay. Writer-director Asghar Farhadi has been collecting numerous awards for his film A Separation, including the Golden Globe, which he accepted with a reference to international tensions.
What should I say here? Should I say something about my mother, my father, my kind wife, my daughters, my dear friends? I just prefer to say something about my people. I think they are a truly this loving people.
From Poland, the film In Darkness recounts a true story of survival in the Nazi-occupied city of Lvov during World War II. A sanitation worker there named Socha helped a group of Jews hide in the sewers.
Не знала, що там в каналах є жидове.
Інотропи. То вони заштрабували.
Tell me if you find any Jews, warns the officer. It is our duty. Absolutely, replies Socha, even though he risks his life to bring food to the fugitives. In an interview at the Polish embassy in Washington, D.C., director Agnieszka Holland said Socha's story is still relevant today.
It had this universal dimension. It didn't only spoke about this time and those people, but in some way it spoke something about the human nature.
Bashir veut dire porteur de bonne nouvelle.
Bashir means bearer of good news, explains Monsieur Lajar, the title character in a French language film from Canada that tells the story of an Algerian immigrant teacher and his students. Writer-director Philippe Falardeau spoke about it at the Sundance Film Festival.
It's about also the dignity of immigrants. We don't know what they've been through, how difficult it is for them to adapt, and how difficult for them it is to be the other.
Soms gaat zin dat er in de mensenleven zaken gebeuren waar iedereen stil van blijft.
Bullhead from Belgium is a dark tale of brutality and vengeance in the illegal underworld known as the Hormone Mafia. Writer-director Mikhail Ruskam says the real criminal enterprise is just the backdrop for his story.
I wanted to tell the story of a tragedy of my main character, who is a beef trader, who is involved in the hormone business, illegal growth hormone business, but I just wanted to have the whole reality as a background.
Footnote is the 10th Israeli film to be nominated for an Oscar, but none has won. Written and directed by Joseph Cedar, it's the story of a father and a son. Both are scholars of the Talmud, ancient discussions by rabbis about Jewish law and philosophy. When the father is named winner of the prestigious Israel Prize, their relationship and core beliefs are tested. Cedar considers the Academy Award nomination high praise.
The Oscars actually have content and there's substance to a lot of the discussion. So it's really a worthy event, and it's more than just the glamour, I think.
This year, films submitted from 63 countries were narrowed down to the 5 nominees by a diverse committee of the Motion Picture Academy. The winner of Best Foreign Language Film, chosen by the entire Academy membership, will be revealed along with the other Oscars in the global telecast on February 26th. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.